This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. This quick note from the sports world, apparently Newport High School has informed Batesville via their coach Poole that Newport will no longer play Batesville in football. And that's a tradition that's been going on for years and years and years. One reason, according to head football coach and athletic director Dave King, is that Newport is at the size now that Batesville is bigger, and because of the safety for their players, numbers-wise, they've decided not to play again. I'll have more on that, but as we understand it, Newport will no longer be playing Batesville in high school football, breaking a tradition that has spanned decades. And now let's take a look at school elections in Independence County. The Midland School District race for position 3, a seat that James Grider was appointed to after Vice President Clint McCants resigned in 2010, has the winner Tiffany Henderson with 190 votes and Larissa Clark at 103. That's a very good race. Both are from Pleasant Plains. That term will be for 3 years. And Midland School District's millage tax was a redirection of millage from operation maintenance to capital improvements, easily passed, 228 for and 74 against. Midland continues to move forward. And in Stone County, the results of Zone 4 on the Mountain View School Board District race, Ryan Webb led the way in a three-person race with 130 votes, the incumbent Bill Ditto with 50, and Jason Gamble 157. Therefore, there will be a runoff between Gamble and Webb 3 weeks from yesterday, October 11th, with early voting opening on October 4th. The Mountain View School District also had a millage increase issue of four meals, and that has been talked about for some time in Mountain View. Many, many discussions about it. It failed big time. 1,415 against and 513 for. 1,415 against, 513 for. So the four meal increase Mountain View School District was asking for failed. Calico Rock had the only contested race in Izzard County. Chris Haley ran against Thomas Rushing, with Haley having 19 votes. And Rushing was 62, so Rushing will now be on the Calico Rock School Board. And finally, the chairwoman of the Arkansas Lottery Commission says she'd prefer a statewide and national search to find a replacement for outgoing director Ernie Pasolet. Commission Chairwoman Diane Lamberth of Batesville said she also doesn't think the next director will be paid as much. She said the 9-member commission will consider recommended changes to the job description for the lottery director as soon as next week. Pasolet on Monday resigned as the game's director effective October 7. Governor Mike Beebe and lawmakers have said they hope the next director will not be paid as much as Pasolet, who made more than $300,000. He was the lottery's first director. In fact, he was hired in June of 2009, and the state began selling lottery tickets less than 3 months later. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.